Morning, Mr. President.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, sir.
We got the message.
Yes, sir.
Message off.
I don't understand. I think we're fine.
Okay.
So we're all ready?
Yes, sir. Very short reply.
Yeah, he believes it can be done.
He insists on staying here doing those damn protocols. He doesn't think Sullivan can, he can't trust him for that.
Well.
I think Sullivan's very capable.
Yes, sir.
On this sort of thing.
Right. I think what's happened, though, in reading, they've moved the protocols along until there are now a few fundamental issues remaining, which have been set aside for consideration by Kissinger and Toe. Things are all in shape except for those fundamental questions.
Why is paragraph 6? As you know, we have no intention whatever. I don't know what he was talking about. The only thing we're trying to get across is what the hell you fell down.
Right.
I absolutely, we're just going to tell you to go to hell. I'm telling Hague to go out there and say, this is it. This is the best we can get. We're going to go forward now. What do you want to do, Mr. Chu?
Yep.
That's what's going to be done. But so you better respond. You know, not immediately.
Oh, I think, I don't think there's any question. We said
here's the point. This was the option in which he might be entrenched in. And we go back, which would give us time.
there will be nothing to negotiate.
Yes, sir.
I know we're thinking about the same thing, but I think the thing he didn't get is the nuance, which Hagan and I were thought about yesterday. The reason I got Hagan over, I know I have to get him to spread our will. See, it's a good idea. I don't want to go on the 18th, 2 days before the inauguration, and say, we have an agreement with Hanoi, but Q won't take it. And then have a hell of a flap just before the inauguration.
Right.
So, hey, I think we both came to the idea exactly the same thing. I said, well, what he can do would be to, you know, mosey around over there and talk to the Thais, and, you know, he can turn the wheel,
right,
which Henry was going to turn anyway, see.
Right.
Take 2 or 3 days, and then he said he'll come back and see to you around the 19th or 20th and tell him, listen, don't say anything right now, I'll report to the president. And then he gets back, get the inaugural order done on the 22nd, Monday, get the Congress in and say, listen, this son of a bitch doesn't go along, here's the deal, I ask for your support, blah, and go on publicly. See, those are the two.
This is the way it was laid out. I think he may possibly have gotten confused a little when we said, this option would also give us the flexibility to hold for time if it appears that Chu is really going to come along but needs a few more days or even a week or so to do so. We just visualize the possibility that Chu makes the
decision. I think he's going to have to tell them. I can see the point. I think Henry's probably going to want to give them a timetable and say, well, the 22nd. Will initial come hell or high water. I don't think at this point that holding for a week with Jew is going to make one damn bit of difference. We held for 2 months with him. He's not even decided or else.
Except, sir, that he just may be unable to do it, even if he intends to. This was our concern.
Yeah.
He may have to consult a little bit with some of his leaders to bring them along and say, now look, this is the way it's going to have to be.
Yeah.
I thought about this. I understand the problem, but here's the way we're going to have to do this. Now let's get ourselves postured.
Well, we can always handle it at the right time.
Right.
And just say, we've got it all laid on, and we'd like to slip the date from the 22nd to the 26th or something like
right.
that.
Right.
You know. But in any event,
I can't imagine that the North Vietnamese,
well, we can deliver to.
Exactly. If we tell them we have this thing set now, we'd like to delay it for 3 days.
Incidentally, I had a new call to Holman last night, wanted to talk to me, sir, the Board of Policy Matters. Have you been briefing him?
No, sir, I have not.
Oh, that's good. You should.
No, I, per our discussion, sir, I've spoken to no one.
Right.
I talked to
Hagan. I didn't tell Hagan
the
day.
Yes.
Yesterday, but I felt on the basis of Henry's cable yesterday, Hagan got to know.
Yes.
Because Hagan got to know what the hell his plan is. So he's the only one that knows. I directed him, incidentally, you should know. I said, no. I'm speaking to you in another capacity, and you could tell him this, that when I told him that I discussed it with him, I told him that if he were asked by his commander, by his superior officer, either General Abrams or the Secretary of Defense, he was to deny that he knew anything, and he said he would. So in other words, I ordered him to say that he knows something. So we got him sealed. But it's important that he know that, because otherwise, was Haig in an impossible position with the superior officer of Abrams, or don't even know how many lies from him.
Yes.
But if he lies,
and having been directed,
he can say later, the president just said, I couldn't tell any lie, that's why I didn't tell you now.
I thought, as I mentioned the other day, there are a lot of things that I obviously wouldn't want to bother you with.
Yeah.
A lot of the details of the language that's being worked out, we're getting all of that, and at some point it would be helpful to Al if he could sit down and read through that before Henry gets back, you see.
All right.
To be up, but I didn't want to do it, obviously, until you said so.
You can go ahead and do that now, but when you do, you tell Al it's under the ground.
Yes.
The president laid down in the conversation that he's denying seeing it. You see, we have this problem, and you've got the problem that Larry don't want to see the language.
Yes.
You have no problem with Abrams, you know, but you have another problem, too. If you get it around the Hague, Robinson is going to see this language. Now, I understand that Sullivan is not passing this back to Zerbe?
If he is, it's absolutely unknown to us, and I believe he is not. I'm confident he is not.
But you see, if we ever get it in that channel,
where?
It isn't that they're disloyal with me, but they'll start messing the goddamn thing up like they did Shanghai communique.
Yes.
And your member of Moscow.
Yes.
What the hell we went through. That's what I can't have.
Right. They, I'm sure that they do not. Secretary Rogers called yesterday afternoon.
What did you tell him?
And he said, have you heard anything from Henry? And I said, well, just very little. Just tough going. They're hacking away at the issues. But it's
but
just
it's still serious.
Oh, yes, very serious. Still serious. They're meeting.
The lines I would take with everyone is as a matter of fact, since I was actually coming to see me, I don't know what it's about, probably coming to try to give me advice about how tough this all is and what we ought to do. But no. I'll let you know later. I'll talk to Holman. Maybe I can just have Holman call and talk to him. I want you to know that we're just not even making a report on these negotiations. It's very serious negotiations, and we're hoping for the best. But there's nothing to report. The both sides agreed to say nothing at this point. See, he should have known.
Yes.
He will not have the sophistication of who the hell to talk to and not to.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Of course, I don't have anybody knowing myself.
Well, and
nobody in his staff?
His, no, sir. His staff would undoubtedly know them. And,
yeah.
I just, as I say, I've talked to no one.
Good.
And each day I have postured the state of defense to Mr. Laird and Mr. Rogers' office. Simply, yes, they met again today.
Yeah.
We just don't have anything. It's nothing conclusive. They're still working.
That's
serious.
Nothing conclusive. But very serious negotiations are underway here. And the president is directing us to do it.
Exactly the way that it's going.
Good.
And Secretary Rogers was perfectly here.
Well, that's what you see. He's all right if others don't know. That's the problem.
Of course.
But if you tell others, it puts him in an impossible position, see?
Yes.
And he understands that in the negotiation, you can't tell the whole damn world. Of course, Henry's totally correct. You know, you can back off the damn thing tomorrow. They're not going to.
The way it's going up to this point, I think we're back to the October sort of framework. They want to clean this up. They want to settle.
Even a little further.
And they...
even further.
Yes, sir.
It is improved and extended.
Yes, well, yes. I meant in the way they're approaching them.
Yeah, in other words, they want to settle.
They want to settle.
In November or December, they didn't want to settle at all. In other words, this is not a filibuster. You know, it's amusing. God, that we really have the press completely been. Saw the star last night. Progress nil.
Yes.
Paris. I saw Murray Martyr yesterday morning. The atmosphere was icy because the bombing occurred. God, and that was the day after we had the breakthrough. But you see, that's very good. Leave them right out there because you can't tell anything about atmosphere. Because when the atmosphere is warm, nothing's happening. When it's icy, something's spoiled. But you just want to leave them right there.
Yes.
Don't try to leave them. Give them any indication that something is happening. But I would say that we do get some sort of break. Even Hague going is going to have. I mean, Saigon is going to have one hell of a weapon.
Oh, I was thinking about this in terms of trying to keep the temperature down. I don't think there's any way. There's no way, sir.
Particularly stop the damn bombing.
Hague is.
I'm a little worried about the bombing stuff. I wonder if that doesn't smack at Johnson. 68. I think we have to do it sort of a price.
I think there's no alternative.
Does it bother you?
Well, it bothers me only in the sense at this point that it is going to cause this massive public relations problem. There's no question of that.
You want to
but I think there's no alternative.
God damn harm short of again.
Yes.
Even after the 20th. You know, remember. Every time we do anything, you remember after the bombing halt, even so-called protective reaction
and
all that jazz, that's what that poor Dan General got in trouble for, you know.
Yes.
He was doing exactly what we told him to do. He falsified any damn records. But he was doing what he was told, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That is, he was to interpret protective reaction
liberally.
That's what Laird told him.
Yes.
And I said, that's fine. I said, if they shoot at you, you don't have to shoot them. The weather's bad. You can go back and get them the next day. That's exactly what he was doing. so to say.
But that will cause euphoria, there's just no doubt. However, it may be tempered somewhat. I would suspect that when Haig arrives in Saigon, there will be the usual state of leaked out stories that we're
Saigon trying to speak.
That's right.
But if they do, it is that will really sell this time in this country. They'll drop this PM in this country, don't want to fight for you.
The reports of these two fellows that were in here, Guillem and Doe, going back.
What are they?
They're very clear on this. They've made the point that everyone they talked to has told them precisely the same thing. And that they're
sure you tell Rogers that today, when you are. Does he know about the
two? Yes, he saw them.
Yeah.
He saw the two, and he made the same point to them.
When you talk to him, because you've got to have something to talk about, Tom, on the very pleas of what he got across to them. That was exactly the line I hoped he would get across. And it was the line that I took with the same tool.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to the line on the very pleas. Jews on the spot now. He will hear from his own people, but there's no tomorrow. Just tell couch the lines wire and of course they may not go, but you see, he should not have really gotten in the position which I've always been uncomfortable about, that he was gonna go to Manoyo initial. Henry had not seen, and I think he now sees it, the enormous symbolic problem that causes not only in South Vietnam, but in the United States, for the representative of the president to go to the capital of our enemy and sign.
Yes.
You know, Jesus Christ, I mean, you read the history of wars.
Yes, sir.
You see my point?
Yes. I said to Bob yesterday when we got this, the second one's infinitely better.
Yeah. If there's any way it could work.
To go.
Henry doesn't think, he doesn't know where to work. On the other hand, there's a lot of it for them to have him go later and spend more time. And you can talk about how much money we're going to give him. It's a rough deal, but everything around this world. We have one problem, I'm sure. We'll have to face the minute it gets back. That is, we've got to see that legislative leaders are informed by some development. Very often, thank you, dear. Simply, there's a number of telephone calls on the name that Henry, I'm going to get the list of all the bid, in which the calls will simply say that Dr. Kissinger will return. This should be done on Sunday. Significant progress that has been made in the talks. General Haig is going to Saigon to, I don't want to say consult with you, I don't want to give any indication of what would you say report or report to the
public. To inform you.
Go, that's it, to inform you of this latest development. Inform you of this latest development. And because of this progress, this is what I would say Sunday. I just tell the leaders Sunday and then announce it Monday. President has ordered suspension of bombing, all bombing in North Vietnam. The suspension to continue. As long as the progress in the talks goes forward. How's that sound to you?
I think that's just exactly right.
And then go on to say we cannot answer the yes. What is the substance? By agreement, both sides have agreed there will be no discussion of the substance of the talks. To discuss that might jeopardize the agreement. Consequently, we cannot discuss the substance. As soon as we reach, discuss the substance at this time until final agreement is reached. Except for, and I think you could add, except for the fact that we are, that the American position is all the South Vietnamese people participate or determine their future. Not about what it is.
Yes.
All the South Vietnamese people determine their future. I wonder if you would put that down as a line for Henry to think about one, so that you can indicate in this that is the that the moment he arrives back, the pressures for consultation with the Congress will be enormous. In order to handle these pressures, this is my view as to how to do it. He would call the top leaders, and then I would have other calls made by other people on the staff, just reading them this and not going beyond it. He would call the top leaders.
Right.
And don't mention the other calls. I'll take care of that.
Sorry,
he always gets worried to figure somebody else.
Who's going to call him?
Yes. He said that he would have to make the calls to the top congressional leaders, to the five congressional leaders, and nobody else would be informed. But that would be done on Sunday before the Monday morning. See, in other words, we only move up the announcement of the bombing thing on the day it was at the bombing side. But this is going to be essential for the reason that otherwise we're going to have even Republicans would be down pounding on the table here saying, now what the hell went on here? See?
Would it be possible to hold that until Monday morning, do you think?
Yes.
I'm afraid Sunday, by Monday morning, it'll probably hit the newspapers. It'll be, well, not necessarily. The leaders, I think,
would be held. That much difference. It hits the newspapers.
It would be better, sir, I think. I don't think it would be better to wait until there's an announcement about the bombing before it.
God damn it, you can make hellish marks. Well, then make it Sunday night. How's that? The call should be made Sunday night.
Then it doesn't matter because it would be an announcement.
Or Monday morning. I won't argue about that. Monday morning, when the bombing goes in. These calls will be made Monday morning. I'll buy that. Just Sunday, we'll just... we'll see. But he will have to take off a couple hours to make those calls, and he's got to make them.
Yes.
And nobody else is going to take them.
I think that's fine, and I'll dictate off of.
Yeah, well, you know, just say that I feel that the pressures are enormous already, and that I'll be refused to talk, but I think that when he gets back, we cannot hold without saying anything, but I think we have to say that much. To the leaders, and that's exactly, of course, what. And that will also be the content of the Ziegler announcement. Ziegler will say the same thing in his announcement, but I want him to beat the leaders to get their calls an hour before Ziegler announces.
Right.
And the leaders think they're consulted.
I suppose one could call a leader Sunday night.
Well, the Sunday night is a better thing.
Sunday night, and then if there were to be any other calls, a few other selected people, they could be called on Monday morning just before Ziegler.
The five leaders will keep it. You can call the five leaders on Monday night.
That'd be all right because of...
That's exactly what ought to be said. We've got it, but Henry's tendency to say, call nothing. Well, that's great for him, but we can't take it here now. I mean, we're get me a list. Because I know her a lot. Several forum heads of government, Judo, for example, is an example, and Janaka is another one. Of course, the Swede, the Italian, etc. Great help of the bombing, as we know. Several did not, indeed did not, Pompidou behaved himself, Schumann's an ass, Pompidou behaved himself. Now, this is an instruction I want you to follow on. First, if when we finally announce anything, if we have the opportunity to do so, we hear from any of those people, this is an order, and I want you to see if the religious involved,
right?
There is to be no response given at all. In other words, the ambassador, and there is exactly no response at all, just ignore it. Second, there is to be no communication with any of those to be a hold on all those for a period of 6 days. On any subject, as far as the president is concerned, any subject. Now that means that the president is not to be mentioned. If they have a message for the president, it's not to be mentioned. It will be transmitted to him. I don't want the State Department to use a third person saying the president appreciated it, etc. So you got to kind of throw two different understand. One, if they have anything, for example, I am using the most outlandish example. Let us suppose that if we get some sort of agreement, we get some sort of a note from Trudeau saying, I'm delighted to have the agreement. The State Department people would have a tendency to say, thank you very much for your gracious note.
We say nothing.
We say absolutely nothing. And I don't see the ambassador in Vatican. Also, the other thing I want to say is that all of the ambassadors those countries for the next 60 days, none of them are to be allowed into the White House area. None of them. And as far as the State Department is concerned, they can see the desk officers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't know how you can control the state. They'll see that. That's, I wouldn't go that far. I just don't want them in the White House area.
I have.
You understand?
Yep.
I mean, it isn't being vindictive, but it's what I'm trying to do is to build a little respect for some other from future time, you know. You just can't have this sort of thing when they treat, as Henry says, they treat their allies like they treat their enemies.
Yes.
Our enemies. You what?
Yes.
What you say?
Over the weekend, well, and yesterday, had stayed not to respond to a request from Cadu, the Canadian ambassador, to see Alex Johnson.
Absolutely.
And Mr. Rogers mentioned this and said it was kind of a little difficult. And I said, yes, sir, I understood. But
it's my order.
He said, well, I understand. So we can hold on.
That's right. That's right. State is not. Yes, it's not to be at that level.
All right.
He's not going to see
this one is a particularly difficult thing. They were really badgering me about it. I saw Alex Johnson even at the.
We're having Alex associated assault thing, which is an excellent idea.
Alex was a little upset by this one because Cadu was a friend of 20 years.
Sure. And the Australian ambassador is a great friend of ours. He's a marvelous man. But goddamn, he's the ambassador from that country. I mean, you don't have to bring in after the Russians stomp on Budapest simply because you like the way he drinks vodka, do you?
Of course.
That's my point.
Exactly.
This is not done on the basis of French,
right?
It's done on the basis of their policies. No man can separate himself from his government. I mean, and this is not vindictive, pal. We've been damn generous to these people.
Well,
we went that damn trip to Canada, which probably considered close to the election, may have saved Trudeau because his anti-American attitude was not helping him. But I didn't want to think that Trudeau was in this election here. It's a pain in the neck. We just did it for the son of a bitch. Don't worry. He's going to have 4 years of either of you in this place. Shouldn't be.
That's right.
not because he's...
I'm surprised at the Italian.
Well, I want him treated a little differently. Let me say he's an Andreotti. Andreotti is
it. Yes.
He's simply reflecting the left wingers there. The Italian, I would let me say, except I don't want the Italian any response from me. But don't rule out the Italian saving the State Department people and the rest. The Italians have a terrible left wing problem. Don't you think that's what
I think exactly.
I think the Prime Minister him up.
Heath was having problems in the same respect. Of course, the Sharp in Canada tells us, tells us this was exactly what their problem was. They were afraid if they didn't say something, the government would go down. And who knows? But it certainly is the case of the Italians. They will go down.
Yeah. That's why the Italians have to be treated differently. But let's say that they did like Tanaka. What was Tanaka going to be without us?
No excuse for that at all.
Hmm?
No, there was no excuse for this. Marshall Green has given a number of ambassadors in town just really terrific dressing down. He's really cold them off.
Good.
And apparently the reporting back is pretty accurately reflecting.
What's he telling
them? Oh, he's just telling them that we cannot possibly understand how their government could put us in the same context, in the same breath.
Of course, you see, they got away with it so much during the Johnson period, if you recall.
Yes.
You know, all the governments around the world were burning embassies and all that crap, and during the war. And I suppose they didn't get away with it with us, you know, kicking Americans, this and that. But they're not going to do it. Because we know what we're doing. And they know damn well it wasn't us that sang these things, the North Vietnamese. You just refuse to talk. Oh, it isn't that bad. We think of the 20 or so countries that may have done that, and there were a hell of a lot of others that didn't say a word, isn't that true?
Exactly.
Look at Heath. That took a lot of guts in his heart.
It did indeed.
And I shall remember that. He's going to get the carpet treatment like nobody. We didn't hear any bitches from Goldemeyer, did we?
No, not at all.
You know why? She wants some money.
Sure.
The arms.
She also
wants a 6 feet.
She also wants to be able to look tough. She's terrorism business, you know. She's taking precisely this point of view. She just be as tough as you can be. It's her motto.
Well, they can survive. Go up there and bang hell with the Syrians and the Golanites. And did world public opinion get outraged by that hill? You know damn well what was happening here. This traumatic action of the party. It's like the Austrians or Bosnia.
We like to work on a different kind of formulation with our companies.
if Q absolutely refuses.
Well, but the formula is on Dan Tuck. You can't deliver the ceasefire. All right.
I suspect we will be able to deliver that, but we won't be able to deliver maybe...
You mean Q will go with a ceasefire?
He'll go with a ceasefire. I can't imagine that Q. I think this would be suicide politically for Q. Everything that we've seen up to now suggests that Q indeed...
All right.
May be
supposedly, right, but go to ceasefire. All right, suppose though we can't deliver the political settlement, then what the hell is it for them? The all that's in it for them is for us to get out, right?
And the termination of the bombing.
I know.
And all our military.
And the mining. The bombing, I agree. And all of our personnel. But we can give them that without anything. I mean, that's the Senate resolution. I have a day, this is what I fear. They'll raise the ante and say, mine, yep. Stop all aid.
I think that's a very strong possibility. One which I'm sure that Chu understands too. And
they certainly go on that. The Congress would go for it. Fast as hell.
And this, of course, is the message that's been getting to Chu. So hopefully all these pressures will bring him around one way or another. I think Bunker has a feeling that there's a better than 50-50 chance, or at least 50-50, that he's going to do it.
50-50 is not good enough. He's got to do it.
I think this is a reflection of an excess of caution based on our earlier
kind
of experience.